We discussed the mining boom last week in the National Interest too, with economist Professor Bob Gregory, asking whether Australia may be suffering from a bout of Dutch disease. That's when exports push up the value of the currency, creating problems for other sectors of the economy. Greg from Mornington in Victoria says to avoid the symptoms of Dutch disease, we should consider putting the brakes on our mineral exports.
With the resources boom, what's the hurry? We're digging this stuff up and sending it overseas. It's a non-renewable resource. It'll only get more valuable with time. In the meantime, we're destroying the rest of our economy by artificially increasing the value of our dollar. Manufacturing and tourism and education employ 10 times, if not 100 times, more people than mining does. And mining is 80% foreign-owned, and they're having it all over us at the moment. It should be a more measured and long-term approach.
However, Michael from Canberra is not convinced that the minerals boom really does explain the high Australian dollar.
I'd like to point out that the Australian current balance of overseas payments, including the minerals boom, is heavily in deficit and has been for decades. Now, that would normally exert a downward pressure on exchange rates. So the upward pressure on the rates has not come from mineral exports. In my contention, it's come from capital inflow, from borrowing, including bank borrowing, takeovers, in other words, selling off the farm, genuine investment, and a lot of speculation.
On a not unrelated topic on last week's National Interest, we asked whether Australia should allow uranium exports to India. It seems like the Prime Minister had been thinking about the exact same issue, since she subsequently came out recommending a change to Labor Party policy. John thinks such a change is long overdue.
It became quite clear to me on a visit to India last year that few Indians understand that the real reason the current Australian government will not sell uranium to India is because of an outdated and traditional position held by the left wing of the ALP. I tried to explain that given the sales to China, non-proliferation was just an excuse and a flimsy one at that. The question for us is how long will we put up with this key foreign policy issue being left as a plaything of the ALP left?
Listener Saurabh says the problem is the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
The NPT is an outdated treaty formed when the world was polarised into nuclear haves and have-nots, i.e. once the major powers had exploded and tested their nuclear bombs, they drew a line in the sand and stopped other aspiring powers from doing so, i.e. a form of nuclear apartheid. Australia currently exports uranium to China, and China's record is extremely dubious, i.e. there is ample proof that China has assisted Pakistan and North Korea to get their own bombs, while India's record has been exemplary. The rest of the world appears to have recognised this, albeit belatedly. Australia now stands alone, and India believes this to be a case of double standards, and this is a real sticking point for India. Until this Labor government relents, our relationship with this Asian superpower will not be given the front stage by India that it deserves.
Finally, we're not in the habit of broadcasting fan mail at the National Interest, but we thought we'd let this call from Ivor slip through. He was commenting on our story about how independent mechanics are being priced out of the auto repair industry by the big car companies and their authorised dealers.
All I want to say is if it wasn't for programs like the National Interest, we'd be at the mercy of everybody that's got an interest in taking some money out of my pocket and putting it into theirs. Thank you, ABC.
Thanks, Ivor. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard, just go to the website, abc.net.au/rn/national interest, or call our feedback line 1300 936 222. The National Interest is produced by James Paniki. Our sound engineer is John Jacobs. I'm Peter Mayers, and on ABC Radio National, it's almost time for the news.